Second parak of Chor Seif Mishnah. Now we have two animals. One already had offspring, and the other one did not. Yoldish Neischar. They both gave birth, each one to one Zachar. So it's a Echad Loi Be'echad Koyev. The Koyev only gets one of them because one of them is it's not a Bechor. Its mother already had an offspring beforehand. We have a Tafa Noima, Koyev Barzi Yafa. Since we have a Suffolk, which one is a Bechor, we assume the healthy looking one is the Bechor. Here's a chiddush, because I'm not talking about when one animal gave birth to two offspring, which was the first, which was the second one. But even so, there's something about a bechor that he looks healthier. Rakiva says, "Misham they split between them the difference in value of the two animals. Hashena Yerush Estoev. In both cases, the second one that remains by the owner, you let it graze till it gets a mum v'chayv matonus." Abi Yosef Potter, Shabbat Yosef Omer. Because Shabbat Levi, we had Koyen Potter in Matonas. He finally explains himself. He says, since you gave the second one to the Koyen, so we treat it as if this animal was really given to the Koyen and came back to its owner, because really should be given to the Kohen, but to be Suffolk, we don't give it over. Since we treat it as if it was given to the Kohen and given back to him, therefore, it's part of from these matonas to the Kohen. Rabbi Meir Mechayev, because he says after everything said and done, it was not given to the Kohen ever. And therefore, since it's a regular payment, you have to give them at least the matonas to the Kohen. Meisechem Meihem, Rabbi Tafanam Yechleiku, like we said before, if one of them died, then Rabbi Tafan says, you split. Since we have only left with one animal, if you have two animals in front of you, so we had a discussion, do you give them the better one, do you give them split the difference, but here we have only one left and we don't know, is this the Bechor or not? Kiva says we leave it by its original owner. If it gave birth to Zoch in a cave, if they gave birth to Zoch in a cave, then kind of Kohen Klum, the Kohen does not get anything. Why? Because we have a suffix that maybe the Kohen doesn't deserve anything. Because maybe the one who already gave birth to the Zohar, which is not a Bechor, and the one who did not give birth gave it to an Akeva, was also not a Bechor.